Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story. The next 50,000 Californians who get vaccinated will get a free ticket to any Six Flags park within this state. The governor announced it at Magic Mountain this morning, but the bigger issue he faced was about mask rules at work.
Governor Newsom says he gets it. The confusion many employers and employees have over what the state rules are in the workplace for mask wearing. He showed up at Santa Clarita's Six Flags Magic Mountain wearing a mask. Cal OSHA, the state agency tasked with crafting workplace rules, has a meeting on the very issue of masking in the workplace and what's required tomorrow.
We'll see where they end up. On the basis of where they end up, if there's any ambiguity, if there's concerns around enforcement, we'll clarify that. I have a draft executive order ready to go immediately after they vote.
If Governor Newsom does issue an executive order to clarify after Cal OSHA's vote, it could have the effect of overriding in some manner some parts of Cal OSHA's decision. In Santa Clarita, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
LA's attorney, city attorney, may be asked to draft an ordinance today that prohibits flavored tobacco sales in the city of Los Angeles. City council members are discussing the action. This part of an effort to stop tobacco companies from targeting children. Many other cities have already put some type of ordinance in place, but the city of LA has yet to do so on the issue. If it gets approved, the motion would request an ordinance that exempts smokers' lounges and menthol tobacco that's sold at adult-only shops. You should be prepared to conserve electricity over the next couple of days amid this ongoing heat wave. That's the message from the operator of California's power grid.
This heat event is a serious one because it's not just affecting California, but the entire western U.S., and that is a problem, according to Severin Borenstein, a UC Berkeley energy expert and a member of the California Independent System Operator Board of Governors.
California imports a lot of electricity from the rest of the West when we need it, and there may not be as much available over the next few days.
This man already tries to conserve.
Yesterday we went to the beach to stay away from the house so we didn't have to have air conditioning on during the day.
If a flex alert is issued, the ISO would ask everyone to reduce their electricity use between 4 and 9 p.m., the most critical time for the power grid, because solar energy production is ramping down while demand can remain high. In Arcadia, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070.
Police in Culver City today releasing horrifying video of a possible hate crime attack in the hopes that someone will see it and recognize the suspect.
The security video captures the punch that knocked the woman to the ground and some of the angry comments the suspect made to her. The woman appears to be trying to walk away from the guy Monday at 1 a.m. on West Washington Boulevard. Police say the man hurled an anti-Asian slur at her before he punches her in the head, knocking her to the ground. The video begins after the confrontation started and does not include the racial slur. Anyone with information on who this guy is asked to call Culver City Police. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Now, to see this video and the suspect for yourself, head over to our website, the always valuable KNX1070.com. The stench from a Glendora home led to a very disturbing discovery. Humane Society officers went to a home on East Linfield Street. They found 33 cats and a dog living in absolutely deplorable conditions. Seven of the cats had already died. Three more had to be euthanized. Owner of the home cited for cruelty to animals, failure to care, and lack of licensing. The San Gabriel Valley Tribune also reports the Inland Valley Humane Society has seen an increase in these type of cases since the start of the pandemic. Bail won't be reduced for a man accused of shooting a BB gun at cars in Southern California freeways. The bail for Jesse Rodriguez will stay at $1 million. Rodriguez is suspected in several of the 100-plus shootings. His attorney wanted the judge to drop the bail to $100,000, citing health problems and deep family connections to the area. A coalition of state leaders is urging California lawmakers to pass a $7 billion plan to expand high-speed broadband internet access. Former state treasurer John Chung is now with the group California Forward. He says it's vital to extend the web to the 2 million Californians without broadband.
We can no longer simply stand idly by, allowing our most vulnerable children to resort to fast food parking lots for access to reliable Wi-Fi.
He says low-income Latino and Black families are the most impacted by the digital divide, along with people in rural areas.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.